did you ever have, if you use baking powder, you'd probably get what?
After cake.
Some different kind of. Do you have any difference between a bun and a roll? Is that the same thing? Use it?
No.
What's the difference? You know?
The bun is what you use to make sandwiches, I guess.
Put a hamburger in a bun.
Yeah.
And how about a roll?
Rolls.
A roll with cinnamon in.
Or some kind of sweet involved. That's exactly what I do, but a lot of people don't. I know people who just have this reversed. They eat a roll for breakfast and put their... or eat a bun for breakfast and put on... Well, of course, a hot cross bun is a breakfast roll with sweet on it.
Mm-hmm.
It should be a hot cross roll, actually. Somebody made a mistake.
Roll's got a sugar in it.
Yeah.
And the bun don't have a sugar in it.
And the kind of thing that has a hole in the middle is a...
donut.
And would that be the same as a cruller, or is that different?
No, cruller is the kind you kind of braid together.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I know what you mean. And the kind of cake that you might eat for breakfast with syrup on it?
Pancake.
Would that be the same? Would you have any other word for that?
Flapjack.
But pancake would be most... common,
mm-hmm.
Now, what's the opposite? You've got homemade bread, and then the opposite of that would be the kind you'd buy, which would be...
Malton grinder.
You ever call cornbread Johnny cake?
Yes.
But cornbread would, be most common? Cornbread would be most... the word you'd use most likely. Or Johnny cake.
Yes.
But not corn pone. Or pone. You wouldn't use that. Now, if you want to buy sugar by the sack probably weighs 5 or 10 pounds. And 2 parts of an egg, the white and the
yolk.
And what color is yolk?
Yellow.
And if you want to cook eggs, you have a pan of water, and you put the egg in its shell. You'd have a what?
An egg.
Well, okay. And if you drop the, if you broke the egg into the water, you'd have what kind of an egg?
Poached egg.
And if you ground up some pork, you'd have what?
Sausage.
And you buy meat not from the grocer, but from the
butcher.
And if the meat's been standing around a long time, you might say it was, it gets...
stale.
Spoiled.
And if the butter was standing around a long time, you'd probably get,
strong.
Or, would you say rancid?
Yes.
Yeah, some people would use that.
You ever make anything out of the hog liver? You butcher much? Mm-hmm. Use the hog liver for any...
You can make liver sausage.
Liver sausage.
And how about out of the head? You make anything out of that?
Head cheese.
And the meat that comes off the belly of the hog, we call the side.
Side meat.
And that word.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Well, Mr. Burr, I always been saying side here, and you told me it was off the belly. Belly ever since. I don't know where bacon comes from.
Bacon.